Describe a place, whether a physical location or a symbolic space, that has always felt like home to you. Why is this place so meaningful?
Back in 1952, I was at a camp in Lake Lauderdale in Cambridge, New York. And we took a canoe trip from Bolton Landing to Silver Bay on Lake George, stayed overnight on an island on Lake George. And so I was introduced to getting to Silver Bay on that trip. We were sleeping on Slim Point and were awake in the middle of the night because it was raining. So we had to move up to the gymnasium, slept up there. The next day I'm there on Slim Point with the camp group, and a woman was walking around up on Slim Point, and she saw me, and she said, "I know Forrest, he's from my church in Rockville Center." And she asked my counselor whether she could take me up to the ice cream store and tell me more about Silver Bay. And then once we got back, I said, "I can't wait." She said she can't wait to get home and talk to my parents and say, "You've definitely got to come up to Silver Bay," and all the reasons, because it's a good, wholesome area for families to enjoy. Next year, we ended up going to Silver Bay area 4th of July weekend to look for a place to rent at Silver Bay. And we ended up driving around Silver Bay, and we saw this sign that said log cabin for rent. And my mom was saying she doesn't really want a log cabin, but I didn't say, "Hey, we got to go down and find out what it is." So we walked down the driveway to the lake and to the house, and they said, "This is not the place that you were renting, but it's a little closer to Silver Bay off the Silver Bay Access Road, and it's a log cabin." So we ended up going looking at it, and my parents ended up renting it for the month of August for, maybe 10 years. And we always went up there. And I've had a friend that was a teenager with there, Bob Whitaker, and we've known each other ever since then. And he has a place up at Lake George now and been very active at Silver Bay. And I've been going there then every year since I've been 12 years old. When I got married, first year I was married, I took my lovely wife, Nancy. I took my wife, Nancy, up to Silver Bay, and she loved it. And we've had our kids up there every year. In fact, our kids would say, if we went somewhere else in the summer, I said, "When are we going to Silver Bay? Our summer vacation is not complete unless we're at Silver Bay." And then years later, we had an opportunity to buy a place at Silver Bay. And that when we went to look, when I heard about it, I said to the family, "Hey, we got to go over and look at this one place." And Joel said, "Dad, unless you're really interested, I'm not spending more time going to look at Silver Bay cottages." And I was saying, "Gee, every year it gets more and more expensive to be up there to buy a place." But I said, "No, we're really interested. I think it ought to be something really great." Well, we went over, and Joel and all of us, we could not believe the place. We walked into the living room. You couldn't walk a straight line more than about 5 feet. There was so much clutter in the house. But we decided to buy it. And the Youngs, Steve Young's mom and dad, Nancy and Jim Young, told us about the place. And they're the ones that helped encourage us to keep getting involved in buying it. So we ended up buying it. And wouldn't you know, that is the same from the same people that we used to rent Log Rhythm from. And they were happy that we bought because they were the one of the two people that rented from them that did buy a place at Lake George.
What hobbies or activities do you enjoy?
What hobbies or activities do you enjoy? I enjoy tennis, snow skiing, golf, boating, swimming, and most recently, riding an electric bike.